From the Korea Economic Institute in Washington, D.C., you're listening to Korean Context, news and analysis from the Korean Peninsula. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Korean Context. I'm Jenna Gibson, and I'll be your host today. This week, we're talking all about Pyeongchang, which, as most of you know, is the host city for the upcoming 2018 Winter Olympics, which will take place in February next year. Preparations are already well underway. They've already had lots of test events at some of the venues. There's lots going on in Korea as they get ready for this big event. I was fortunate enough to go up to New York a few weeks ago for an event about the Pyeongchang Olympics, and there I was able to sit down with two officials, one from the Korea Tourism Organization and one from the Pyeongchang Organizing Committee. And I was really happy to be able to ask them about how things are going so far, what the preparation is like, and how Americans can take part in this great event that's coming up next year. And here's the conversation that we had. Please enjoy. First of all, I really want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me while you're here in the United States. I'm really excited to learn more about the Pyeongchang Olympics and how things are going so far. So to start off with, could you please introduce yourselves and your role with the Olympics?
I'm Oh Ki Kang, a vice president of Korea Tourism Organization, and my job is to promote Korea as a tourist destination to the people in the States.
I'm Sunny Kim. I'm the head of K-Client team. I'm in charge of ticket sales to the K-Client groups, including NOCs and ATRs.
So for our listeners who might not know that much about the Olympic Games coming up in 2018, I want to start off with kind of a basic question. Can you introduce for us the city of Pyeongchang, where the Olympics will be held next year?
Well, Pyeongchang is located in Gangwon province, and it's quite famous for its ski resorts, especially in winter time. And it is famous for beautiful beaches and mountains as well in summertime. So Korean people love to go there during their holidays. But because of the distance from Seoul, the capital city, even though Korean people go there, but foreigners don't know how to go there, and they don't have enough time to experience Pyeongchang up until now. But because we host this event, we've done a lot of job on having more tourism infrastructure that makes more foreigners go and visit and enjoy Pyeongchang.
You mentioned infrastructure. I know that's a really important part of what's been going on, and there's been a lot of work done so far in Korea to prepare for these games. What kind of infrastructure has already gone in, and what is going to be added to help people who want to come and visit and attend the events next year?
One highway is already done. It's they finished last year, and we have a bullet train starting from a station in Seoul going to Pyeongchang, and it takes 70 minutes. So people can enjoy that area more easily than ever.
So Ms. Kim, you said you're in charge of the ticketing, right? How is the ticketing going so far? And I'm curious for our American listeners, what should they know if they want to buy tickets to attend some of the events in Pyeongchang this year?
Ticket sales are going better than that we expected internationally and domestically. And there are certain events, including ski jumping and alpine skiing. Those are the events that we didn't really anticipate that we would get a high ticket request. So currently in Korea, we are at the ticket request phase, and based on the requests that we're receiving, it's I can confidently say the ticket sales are going well, and we have many, many, many ticket requests from the NOCs, ATRs, who are in charge of the ticket sales in their own territories. So they keep asking for more tickets. Also from the top client groups, including IOC partners and the local partners, they are asking for more tickets. So judging from that, I can say that the ticket sales are going well. We are also supporting the ATRs, which is Gazette Cosport, who is an authorized ticket reseller for the territories. And as an organizing committee, we are cooperating with them for the ticket sales in this territory. So the residents in the United States can purchase tickets through the authorized ticket reseller, again, which is the Jet Set Core Sport.
Since we're here in the United States and you're here trying to promote the Olympics and ticket sales, particularly to an American audience, is there anything that the Korea Tourism Organization or the Pyeongchang Organizing Committee are doing specifically to advertise this event to an American audience? How do you plan to get Americans excited about this Olympics?
We already hosted this event, and we will do more because Pyeongchang Olympic is just less than 1 year to go. So we will do more promotion in the states, across the states. We have an office in LA and the other office in New York, and the office's main job is to promote Pyeongchang. And we will invite more travel agents and press to Korea to let them know, to let them experience what kind of attractions Pyeongchang has and how much we've done so far.
So I've seen online and I've heard a little bit about some of the trial runs that Pyeongchang has been doing so far. Athletes from around the world, including American athletes, have been able to go to Pyeongchang and try out the venues, get a feel for how they're going to be competing there next year. How has that been going so far?
We've hosted more than 20 test events. Through the events, we are testing the hardware and operational also software side of the games. And most of the athletes and officials participating in the test events, they were very satisfied with the facilities and the field of plays and operational side of the games. And I think we are very confident that then we are at on the track as far as the games preparations go.
I've also heard a lot about the fact that Pyeongchang is trying to incorporate some new technologies into the games that we haven't really seen before. Can you talk a little bit about some of the cutting-edge technology that people can look forward to as part of this event?
So for Pyeongchang 2018 games, you'll be able to experience the Cultural Olympia together with the cutting-edge ICT provided, such as 5G telecommunications, Internet of Things services, ultra-high-speed internet, and the robot that will provide a variety of services. So let's just say you're at a venue watching a figure skating, and you can download the applications, so you can follow the games very closely, games results, and who are competing in the sessions, etc. So also Korea is known for its world's fastest internet speed. So I think you can experience that as well. For TV side, the broadcasting services will provide, or right holding broadcasters will be able to provide, broadcast the event from the athlete's point of view rather than the spectator's point of view. So you will definitely see the difference as a TV viewer, the broadcasting side as well. So the robot will be utilized to provide, again, as I mentioned, various different services throughout the venues and non-competition venues, media villages, athletes villages, etc.
So personally, I'm a really big fan of the mascots for Pyeongchang, Suhorang and Pandabi. I think they're so cute and really well done, really well designed. So can you tell us a little bit more about those mascots? Why were those particular animals chosen and what meaning do they have for Pyeongchang?
Both animals appear in Korea's foundation mythology. So Koreans are very familiar with the very, very affectionate of these animals. The Suhorang, which is a white tiger, is supposed to be the guardian of the participants of the games. And the Pandabi, which is the mascot for the Paralympic Games, represents will and courage. So with the both mascots, they will ensure that we will host the successful games.
Yeah, at the event here today, they had the life-size mascots, and I was really happy I was able to take a photo with them earlier. So I know both of you are going to be very busy during these games, and you may or may not have time to actually see any of the events. But if you do have time, are there any sports that you're really excited about that you would like to watch if you do have the chance?
Figure skating is my favorite.
My favorite sport, I'm Korean, so I love short track speed skating where our athletes excel. But recently, when we hosted the figure test event, it was an amazing performance that they have put on, the effort put on. So I will definitely buy a ticket to the big air event for sure.
So to wrap up our conversation, For any Americans who have maybe heard about Korea, heard that the Olympics will be taking place in Pyeongchang next year, but they're maybe on the fence about whether to actually go and watch the games in person, what would you say to those people? How would you try to convince them to come and visit Korea in 2018 and spend some time enjoying Pyeongchang and enjoying the Olympic Games?
As far as I understand it, whenever you think about Korea, you think of South Korea in connection with North Korea. So we have our unique beauty, unique excellence in our own terms. So I think you need to come to Pyeongchang, not Pyongyang, not that you can go to, but find the true beauty in it and enjoy the games, experience the games, and you will actually see the true Korea yourself.
If Americans want to visit Korea, I think the right timing for a visit is now. Please come to Korea and to watch Pyeongchang yourself.
All right, all of this has been really great. Before we go, though, is there anything else that you would like to say?
I want to talk to the Americans just one thing. Please do not sit on the couch and watching TV. Please come to Korea and support Team USA in person.
Absolutely. Hopefully a lot of Americans and people from all over the world will take your advice and will be able to go to Pyeongchang next year to show their support for their home team. Thanks so much to our great guest today, Ms. Oh-Kee Kang of the Korea Tourism Organization and Ms. Sunny Kim of the Organizing Committee for the Olympic Winter Games Pyeongchang 2018. For more information about the Winter Olympics, please visit their website at pyeongchang2018.com. And for ticket sales in the United States, please visit Cosport at cosport.com. Thanks again for joining me here on Korean Context. We'll be back again next week with another great episode, so I will see you then.